虹口区2017学年度第一学期期中教学质量监控测试高三英语听力部分现在开始。 1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once.After you hear a conversation and a question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. The bus hasn't come yet. It's half an hour late.
Yes, it should have been here at 2:02 as scheduled.
Question. What time is it now? 2.I'm sorry to complain about the milk. When I opened it at home, it smelled terrible.
Oh, I'm sad to hear that. I will handle it right away.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? 3. Do you want the same cut as last time?
The same on top, but I like it a little longer over the ears and in the back.
Question.Where does this conversation probably take place?
4. Why don't you enter the room?
I tried all the keys in the lock, but it won't open. Question. What has happened to the man? 5. How are you getting along with your new job here?
Well, I'm used to lots of new things, but I wish the supervisor would give me more feedback.
Question. Which is true about the woman? 6. You know, when I sit at the end of the classroom, I can't see the board clearly.
Well, you've been wearing the same glasses as long as I know you. It's time for a new pair.
Question.What does the woman mean?
7. Would you like me to drive you to the station?
No, I will take the bus, but can you pick me up this evening? Question. What does the man want the woman to do? 8. My brother has been studying abroad.
Really? Which country is he studying in?
Question. What does the woman want to know about the man's brother? 9. Good morning, man. I'd like to take a few minutes of your time to show you how much better your life will be with the help of our newest PC.
Now? Unless it can help wash my clothes.
Question. What does the woman mean?10. This is the third time we have had to wait for Anne. It's so rude of her to make us all wait in the rush hour.
Don't be angry with her. She does have to drive 15 miles in the rush hour to get here.
Question. Why is the man angry with Anne? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Good morning, everyone. I'm Professor Smith, and I'm your laboratory instructor. This class is intended as a necessary part of the course, which Dr. James will be in charge of. This class will meet twice a week in this laboratory. It begins at 9. I expect you to be on time.I do not intend to wait for latecomers or repeat what has already been covered if you miss the explanation. Do not arrive late and interrupt your neighbor. you may as well not come if you can't be on time. Attendance is equally important. If you miss 3 lab classes, your name will be moved away from the class list, I'm afraid. No excuses. You can't complete the course without completing lab class. Safety is key here. It is very important to keep things neat and clean. Dress properly and be careful. You may not eat, drink, or smoke in the laboratory, and you should always clean the tabletop and wash your hands before and after the class. Long hair must be tied up. Large clothing must not be worn. And finally, any laboratory accident must be reported immediately. I hope you will enjoy the laboratory. It's a wonderful place, but all these instructions are to be strictly followed. We will begin today by learning about the microphone. Now listen again, please.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Professor Smith, and I am your laboratory instructor. This class is intended as a necessary part of the course, which Dr. James will be in charge of. This class will meet twice a week in this laboratory. It begins at 9. I expect you to be on time. I do not intend to wait for latecomers or repeat what has already been covered if you miss the explanation. Do not arrive late and interrupt your neighbor. You may as well not come if you can't be on time. Attendance is equally important. If you miss 3 lab classes, your name will be moved away from the class list, I'm afraid. No excuses. You can't complete the course without completing lab class. Safety is key here. It is very important to keep things neat and clean. Dress properly and be careful. You may not eat, drink, or smoke in the laboratory, and you should always clean the tabletop and wash your hands before and after the class. Long hair must be tied up. Large clothing must not be worn. And finally, any laboratory accident must be reported immediately. I hope you will enjoy the laboratory. It's a wonderful place, but all these instructions are to be strictly followed. We will begin today by learning about a microphone.
Questions. 11. Who is the speaker? 12. What will happen if a student misses 3 classes? 13. What should be done if long hair is worn? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. The idea of the weekend is a recent invention. In the 1870s, wealthy people began to speak of spending weekends in the country visiting friends. For most people, however, the workday was 6 days long. It ended at about noon or later on Saturday. Automobile maker Henry Ford was the first major employer in the United States to establish a work week of 5 days. He did that in 1926. Henry Ford thought that if the working people had more free time, they would spend more money and do something good for the economy. By 1940, it had become common for most Americans to work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Today, the lives of most Americans are organized that way. 5 days of work or school followed by 2 days of rest. For many people, Saturday night is the high point of the weekend and the week. It is the night for going out or having fun. Anything and everything can happen on Saturday night. People go dancing, visiting friends, and having parties. They drink too much alcohol. They get killed or kill other people. They sleep, watch television, and sometimes fall in love. People do these things on other nights of the week too, but they do them more often and with more emotion and purpose on Saturday night. On Saturday night, movie theaters sell more tickets. It is also the biggest night for places that sell alcoholic drinks. That is one reason why Saturday night sees the most murders, fights, and deadly car accidents. Now listen again, please.
The idea of the weekend is a recent invention. In the 1870s, wealthy people began to speak of spending weekends in the country visiting friends. For most people, however, the workday was 6 days long. It ended at about noon or later on Saturday. Automobile maker Henry Ford was the first major employer in the United States to establish a work week of 5 days. He did that in 1926. Henry Ford thought that if the working people had more free time, they would spend more money, and it was something good for the economy. By 1940, it had become common for most Americans to work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. Today, the lives of most Americans are organized that way. 5 days of work or school followed by 2 days of rest. For many people, Saturday night is the high point of the weekend and the week. It is the night for going out or having fun. Anything and everything can happen on Saturday night. People go dancing, visiting friends, and having parties. They drink too much alcohol. They get killed or kill other people. They sleep, watch television, and sometimes fall in love. People do these things on other nights of the week too, but they do them more often and with more emotion and purpose on Saturday night. On Saturday night, movie theaters sell more tickets. It is also the biggest night for places that sell alcoholic drinks. That is one reason why Saturday night sees most murders, fights, and deadly car accidents.
Questions. 14. When did people begin to have the idea of the weekend? Why did Henry Ford establish a work week of 5 days? 16. Why do murders, fights, and car accidents occur mostly on Saturday nights? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Hey Joy, I forgot to register for the courses. I'm 1 day late, and most of the classes are full. You know, everybody is supposed to register at least one selective course every school term to graduate. What do you think I should do?
Poor you, Jack. You can't do anything about that. I'm really sorry for you.
Well, do you think going to the registration office will help now?
No, they will tell you the same thing, perhaps in a worse way.
By the way, did you register yet?
Of course. I've registered 3 courses yesterday, and it wasn't easy for me to register for international trade. It's so popular these days.
What classes do you think are still open today?
Maybe modern history and chemistry. It was said these 2 courses were not that popular last year.
Good information. I didn't know that. Although those 2 courses are not my favorites, it's really a helpful suggestion.
Anyway, that could be a choice.
Okay, I know what to do. Oh well, what do you think about the mathematics? I want to take that class this school term.
That will be good too. I took that class last year. Professor Anderson is really cool. If you go to his office, you can have him write a card that will let you in, even if the class is full.
He does that? Great! I'll go and try my luck.
I guess that's because some people drop out of his class.
That makes sense. I think I'll do that.
And I think you can also directly go and ask some other teachers whose classes you like better instead of the registration office.
Yes, why not? Thanks for all the help.
You're welcome.
Now listen again, please.
Hey, Joy, I forgot to register for the courses. I'm one day late, and most of the classes are full. You know, everybody is supposed to register at least one selective course every school term to graduate. What do you think I should do?
Poor you, Jack. You can't do anything about that. I'm really sorry for you.
Well, do you think going to the registration office will help now?
No, they will tell you the same thing, perhaps in a worse way.
By the way, did you register yet?
Of course, I've registered 3 courses yesterday, and it wasn't easy for me to register for international trade. It's so popular these days.
What classes do you think are still open today?
Maybe modern history and chemistry. It was said these 2 courses were not that popular last year.
Good information. I didn't know that. Although those 2 courses are not my favorites, it's really a helpful suggestion.
Anyway, that could be a choice.
Okay, I know what to do. Oh, well, what do you think about mathematics? I want to take that class this school term.
That will be good, too. I took that class last year. Professor Anderson is really cool. If you go to his office, you can have him write a card that will let you in, even if the class is full.
He does that? Great! I'll go and try my luck.
I guess that's because some people drop out of his class.
That makes sense. I think I'll do that.
And I think you can also directly go and ask some other teachers whose classes you like better instead of the registration office.
Yes, why not? Thanks for all the help.
You're welcome.
Questions. 17. What does this conversation mainly talk about? What course did the woman choose this school term according to the conversation? 19. What do you think will the man do in order to take mathematics? 20. What must a student do in order to graduate according to the conversation? 听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。